Hello, ladies and gents. Tis I, the Fireside Guy. All right, so this week I am suffering from the norovirus. Actually, as of like last night, I would highly recommend you don't get this. I'm only going to talk for a couple minutes, and then I'm going to let Toaster take over and give you guys more details and talk. But I wanted to just get in here while I could. The Norris virus. That's good. Yeah, it is very unfun. Do not recommend this.
You're just going to have 3 shitty days.
Yeah, that's me. All right. I'm not sure, Bruton. Why is that being leaked all over Reddit? Okay, so I'm gonna get going. If you guys are not in Elysium on Jabber, that is where questions are asked. Go ahead and join Elysium on Jabbers. All right, so we're ready to call the Great Skylift, as we're not saying it's complete, but that we are ready to move to the new home. So if you have not said it, UALX will now be your new home. It's time to move forward. All fleets will be forming out of UALX. We will be going and pivoting to focusing strictly on UALX. We have moved an insane amount of people. If you've looked at the dotland numbers for that gate, it has been immense, intense, and other I words. It's been truly impressive watching everything that's gone on. We've had a ton of people show up. A lot of old friends have come back to move with us. So now we pivot to setting up our new home. So I just want to talk about this for a little bit. So we wanted to do this in three stages. Obviously, the first stage was the planning, exiting Delve, where to set up new things. The second thing was actually executing the move. So that was after the announcement, getting prepared and moving everyone and everything. We have moved so much material. Shout out to the GSOL guys. Shout out to Toxie for getting promoted. Good job at being good at your job and getting promoted to a space job. We will be doing over the next few weeks, we will be upgrading this space. We will be putting down structures. Please be patient. I realize that it would be awesome to have, four regions up and fully upgraded immediately. It takes people to do this. It takes people to build this stuff. We've been building a lot of the modules, but just getting them installed takes time. So we will be doing that as soon as possible. If you if you feel like you need to ask a director about it, please don't. A lot of our directors have been getting a ton of messages. We know that people want routing upgrades, mining upgrades, and all every other upgrade. We will be installing them. That is going to be it. We're pivoting to that. We'll be putting them in as fast as possible so you guys can get running. But that will be happening over the next few weeks, along with structure dropping, along with moons being set up. There is a lot to do and a lot going on as far as decisions and choices that have been made and now need to be implemented. So, yes, you may ask your corp directors. That is fine. The corp directors are obviously coming to us and asking for stuff too. And we are just saying, everyone hold your horses. Rome was not built in a day, and we are rebuilding Rome. We are the Rome of EVE Online. Many of you guys, like me, think about Rome daily. So, we're going to think about the new Rome. We are Constantinople, Goonstantinople, and it's time to get started building. Let's build those walls. So that's all I wanted to say. I'd say welcome to UALX. Set your clones there. We are now living there. This is now our new home. This is the official day. If anyone wants to mark an anniversary at some point in the future, let's say 10/26/2024 was the day that UALX became online and became our new home. And I want to say welcome here. And thank you guys so much to everyone who's come back, everyone who helped move. There have been an immense amount of people who have put in work and effort. And I want to thank especially the directorate. Like, there have been a lot of directors who volunteer their time to make sure that all you guys can enjoy playing EVE Online, have fun. If you see a director, if you see someone who puts in the work with GSOL, with reimbursement, with anything like that, just give them a, pat on the back. A lot of people, they do a lot of work and no one ever says thanks. So I want to say thank you to them. If you see them, please do as well. And with that, I am going to hand it over to Toaster and let him go from here. So Toaster, go ahead.
Cheers. Hey, everybody. Okay, so as we speak, a ton of Rifters are going to be posted on Alliance Contracts. We are going to be having a fun little handing of the torch to Brave. We're going to be handing over the 1DQ iHub, something we all fought very hard to defend a few years ago. So in a couple minutes, you'll be able to go on Alliance Contract and grab a Rifter for free. And we're going to have a little fight with him about it. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And then a couple of other things that we're just going to hit here. So Kunmi has created the GEZ list that is going to be available. Someone's going to be posting that in Elysium here in a second. So we're going to have our industry up and running in the new space. Another reminder for everybody, it's basically the last chance to unrig your structures without losing them. So do not forget to do that. You're just leaving ISK on the table. And then Shingli has a Diplo update that he's going to hit on. Shingli?
Yep. So CD has, of course, of Hermetic, has written a Deathmatic update for you all to read. It's a pretty big wall of words that is there for you to read and get an update on basically what's happened, why we're moving, what's been going on, if you've been living under a rock. And also some updates on things like our allies, where they're moving, where they'll be living, and also the new entities that we'll have to be familiar with in our sort of new locale, the people who we're going to be shooting at, or people who might be living next to us.
Awesome. Any like big tidbits you want to take from it and talk about?
I guess the big things are that we are now living next to a few different groups you might recognize. So sharing the region of Tenerifus with us are only fleets, XIX and Siege Green. While we're not bleeding them, we do have an agreement to not mess with them and their expansion into Deterid. So please do make sure that you are up to date on the structure shooting policy and follow that, and you should be good.
Awesome. Okay, another thing I'm going to hit on really quick is, like the ping that went out a few minutes ago, we are going to have a unified intel channel for all our new SOV. It's going to be condisov.imperium. It's available in the regions.imperium index channel. Make sure you add that. It'll be a little bit easier considering we're going to be spread out across a few more regions, so make sure to join it. I think the other ones are going to be shut off, so don't hang out in those ones. And with that, I'm just looking for the Rifters. They should be going up on channel, or excuse me, on contract here shortly. And then you can jump in a fleet.
Yeah, another quick thing. So the cutoff we expect is, for the rig thing, is downtime on the 29th. At that same time, all of the old SOV upgrades die as well. So the jump bridges that are currently in Delve, they will go away. All those ratting upgrades in the little bit of goon sov that's left over there will go away. We'll be working very hard. I know I'm not technically a GSOL person, but I'm speaking for GSOL here. I've been working very hard with GSOL to start getting the upgrades rolling now that we're mostly moved here. So a whole lot more of our space is going to get upgraded in the next week. And, once we have more concrete stuff down, we'll have maps and whatnot to share of what is where exactly, instead of just broad strokes of here's what we're doing here.
Have fun shooting pokos, goddammit.
Yeah, that's honestly, not to derail Toaster too much, I know we want to get to the Rifter thing. I'm actually just stalling for time while contracts get listed. Yeah, so one of the big things of Equinox is we need skyhooks, and to drop a skyhook, you either need to have no Poco on a planet or own the Poco on the planet. So one of the most important things we can start doing, as boring as it is just absolutely glassing every neutral Poco in sight in our SOV. That's the number one thing that will hold us back from upgrading systems.
Yeah, yeah, fun thing to do with your corpse.
As a corp with a group of friends, roll around with, lots of good suggestions, right? Polarized bombers, cap stable oracles, Lishaks, all kinds of good shit that you can just go bonk a bunch of pokos with.
There's no way to get the system you want upgraded.
Yeah, so it's an important point.
That's another. I'll get it, Toaster.
You got it.
Yeah, so another part of that is that we used to have like an upgrade request system, because in the previous SOV system, every system could be upgraded to the same level. That is no longer the case. We have and will continue to put a lot of work into optimizing the fuck out of our space and cramming in as much as we can. But there will not be a request system for upgrades. Something
purely predefined.
Yeah, it's completely predefined. Some things will shift over time. Like, for example, the mining upgrades will probably shift depending on the needs of the economy. But again, that'll be, if there is a mining upgrade in a system, it might switch from Isogen to Noxium, for example, but we're not going to move around where they are.
There will be plenty of more moves from 49U into Port Taco 7. This will be going on for months. It's just not going to be our daily focus.
Yeah, okay, answering, I'm not saying your full name, Ric Flair. Yeah, we're not like leaving. We're still going to have catalysts in Delve. We're not that far away. We're not just leaving them behind, so we're still definitely going to have a presence here. We are going to have a map made public soon, TM, once more of the upgrades are installed, so you'll be able to actually check which upgrades matter to you, find the correct mining upgrade that you want or whatever. So that will be posted soonish. We're just finishing some of the functionality. So with this move to being fully in UALX, like, we're going to be falling back to a lot more normalcy soon. So you're going to be able to get some normal fleet pings in the near future, but we just got to get our great heft all the way there. So try and take advantage of these many move fleets and getting your stuff there. Like, once we see the coursing river trickle down to a little creek, it'll be a lot more clear that we're free to do things. But in the meantime, like, go with your corpse, blow up Pocos. It's very helpful. If you guys can focus on that. And then I'm hoping now when I press refresh on my contracts, that we will get a ton of rifters. So while you're waiting, you can jump on in a fleet on my main or my alt, or both main Toaster.
We're going to throw it back to Shingley real quick for one more thing about intel channels.
Yep. So as you may have seen from the ping earlier, but if anyone hadn't seen it, in our new space, we're now living across multiple different regions. We're living across Catch, Tenerifus, Impos, and Immensia, which means that we need a single combined intel channel. So we've made that. It's called condisolve.imperium. You can also find it in the regions.imperium channel. But the old regional channels have been deactivated. So please join that one if you need to use intel channels in this new area. And yeah, it's exactly the same as the old channels. It's just, it covers four regions instead of one.
Yeah, they're all very intermingled, so this will be more helpful.
Yeah. And the other thing to note is that the old region channels for anywhere that's not those four regions are still active. So Delve.imperium, Quirius.imperium, all that stuff are all the same. It's just the new channels that have been merged into one.
Yeah.
Sorry to mess things up. I thought we need to have Sintich talk a bit, if he's still here.
Oh god, am I the one talking, not Kaz?
I think and
Kaz is away.
Yeah, you're the one.
Oh, Kaz is away. Damn. Okay. Well, obviously, you all did really well voting exactly as the state told you to. We got about 8 out of our 10 ballot onto the CSM this year. So I think it's probably one of our best ever with that.
Rousing words. Thank you, Sintich. Congratulations.
Sintich is being brought on as a subject matter expert.
Yeah, he's got some time to work on his speech making.
Yeah.
A couple questions from chat. Just clear the planets. No dropping Pocos or Skyhooks. We will tell people, like, there will be a post. when you were able to do that. Shit, there was another one I was going to answer. Let me find it. So the upgrade, so CCP is going to force all of the SOV to the new system on Tuesday. So 29th of October, not November. So that is when the Delve jump bridges will go down. Obviously, Brave are going to have jump bridges as well. Those will take some time to come up. But yeah, so if you have, you know, if you have pods or you have, you know, ships to shuttle back and forth, you'll want to get on that before Tuesday, because it will get a little bit harder for a while before it gets easier again.
So Sif, Goof, those are just going to stay in ULX. Beehive is going to make a comprehensive post. We'll let you know when to move it, where to move it, that sort of stuff. So just everything to ULX right now, we can spread out from there. And then another thing to hit on is, like, we're going to be learning a lot from everybody in the first few weeks. We're going to see, like, what you guys are doing. So we have a map in which we're going to install upgrades, but we're also going to, you know, take the time to see how people are actually using things, so that we can, like, iterate a little bit and improve the space for you. Like, there's conversations about markets and stuff like that. So we're going to be paying close attention to what you guys are doing to, like, be able to pivot to what's best going to serve the, you know, your average line goon. So that's going to be exciting. No, you are not allowed to complain about GEZ stations being aligned. I'm sorry. I'm seeing rifters go up, and then I'm seeing them instantly go down. So just pay attention to the contracts. Like, they are going up, and then you guys are grabbing them so quickly. I'm not sure if 1DQ, I think 1DQ is going to keep in market. I'm not actually entirely sure what's going to happen with that. We're definitely going to see how Brave handles it.
1DQ will keep a market, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
And then, Toaster, can we talk a little bit about you know, coming weeks and watching behavior and pivoting based off that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, obviously, you're going to see where people spread out. Everybody's coalescing in one place in ULX, but then we're going to be able to see pretty clearly where corps go, where people are ratting, all that sort of stuff, and how you guys are going to use the space. So we're going to be able to, you know, maybe move some jump bridges around, stuff like that, so that, you know, you guys can get to where you want to be. Things like that, installing markets in heavily trafficked areas, stuff like that is going to be really important during the, like, post-move phase. Corps, we're talking to them in Kremlin about moons. Why would anyone need rigs for their rifters? Okay, guys, so I'm going to say just...
Go ahead.
There are a ton. I'm seeing more rifters on the market now, so just keep grabbing them. You can jump in the fleet on my main and my alt. Both toasters are available, and we'll get moving here shortly. So from 407 to UALX, it is all Keepstars, and we are running Sino chains pretty consistently, so just jump down the chain yourself. And then, did you have something, Sniper?
Yeah, just a couple of quick more things from chat. So there is an overview of what kind of upgrades will be where in Kunmi's post. If you haven't read that, it is very long, but it is very good, unlike most of his posts. So definitely go read that. And like I said, we will have more granular detail on that for people later. Yes, we will be shoving all of Impasse. We just haven't done it yet. There was one more. Let me look. Oh, yeah. So, well, Toaster already covered. But, yeah, so we'll try to have Sino chains up a lot for the next week to get all your caps to UALX. We'll also get obviously, there's a galaxy-wide fuel shortage. I am not entirely sure why that happened, but it might have something to do with us moving the Imperium.
Propaganda.
Once we get into UALX, we will get, we will get fuel contracts sorted, then we'll get people refueled and whatnot. But that'll still be a little while. Cool. I am going to stop interrupting Toaster for questions in Elysium now.
I see a full fleet on my main, and I think you mostly are in Rifters, so with that, unless any of the other directorate have anything else to add, we'll drop down to Op 1 and we can get this party started.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.